أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Huzoor says, today with sheer grace of Allah and with the help He has provided, I am addressing you from the blessed town of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam as His Khalifa and His representative. This day for me and for the Jamaat is important in two respects. Firstly, for me to come to this beautiful and spiritually served town of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam for the first time as Khalifatul Masih, and secondly for the worldwide Jamaat Ahmadiyya, it is a wonderful occasion of happiness and joy that a revelation of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam is being fulfilled with a new glory. Though this revelation has been fulfilled in various ways many times before with great glory, but today Allah has shown us the sign of this promise being fulfilled, that the message of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam is reaching all corners of the world for the first time through MTA. Allah has bestowed this blessing of MTA on the Jamaat accepting the prayers of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam and with divine grace. It is a magnificent fruit of the promises that Allah had made with Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah make it forever and ever a means of conveying the message of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam to all corners of the world. It is our responsibility to continue to make the effort to convey this message to each and every corner of the world with pious intentions and being exclusively of Allah with prayers and istighfar. Since I have arrived in Bharat, come to this country, I have been asked, now that you are going to Qadian, what are your feelings? My reply to them is always the same, that Qadian is a town of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and every Ahmadi has a special link with it. And as we are progressing towards Qadian, these feelings and our excitement is becoming stronger. A worldly man entertains only a temporary excitement in his relations, but an Ahmadi who has a spiritual link with Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who has shown us the path to cover spiritual stages, the storm in his passionate feeling is not temporary, and neither should it be. The spiritual electric current that he feels running through his body, all Ahmadis should make that current permanent part of their life, those who have come here or those who are living here. And it is the foremost responsibility of those who live here. You are fortunate that you are residing in this town whose streets have kissed the feet of the Messiah. You are fortunate that you live in this town whose dust has continuously kissed the feet of Messiah of the time, the Imam of the time, and the true lover of the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A large majority of you is of those or progeny of those who had vowed to give any sacrifice to guard this town of Messiah. Who remained faithful and fulfilled it in an excellent way. The dervishes who stayed here, most of them are now at an age when, because of failing health, one cannot have any longer an opportunity to live an active life. It is natural with advancing age. Now, among the Ahmadi population of Qadian are also those who have settled here from other areas. I think among them also a large majority have come here that they will give precedence to faith over worldly considerations and will serve the faith. In any case, if an Ahmadi lives here or came here, I have good faith about him that it must be his deep love of Hazrat Promised Messiah that pulled him and brought him here. Therefore, I want to say to you, as I have already said, that it is the right of this town and the duty of every Ahmadi who lives here that you must not make the world your objective. There are children of those dervishes and some newcomers also, all should remember this, and also develop a relation with God that should be visible to any onlooker. It should be observed by Ahmadis coming from abroad and others, as well as by others, and is also seen by the non-Ahmadis living here. It will only be seen when you will pay special attention towards prayers, istighfar, and bringing about pious changes within you. Prayers said with good intentions and istighfar, that is begging forgiveness of Allah, are bound to attract Allah's grace. And according to His promises, Allah does show His signs to His pious and virtuous servants. He takes them higher in the faith and also in the worldly ways, and supports them. And the material desires of these people, if they have a good link with their Creator, they are also decline in their heart. In today's society, looking at each other, and also because of intermingling and the international media, it is only the worldly desires that make one fond of material things. Once in Ghana, one person said to me that I am also I have also dedicated my life, and we also see those devotees who come from abroad, they have better standard of living. And I said to him, you should say prayer and do istighfar, Allah will show His grace. He started praying and did istighfar with good intentions, and after a while Allah blessed him that his desire to compete with each other in worldly way ended, and it became so much so that he even developed a habit of giving sacrifice for others. So if you have istighfar and prayers with good intentions, Allah does show His grace. And may Allah so destine that there should be righteousness in the heart of the desire of the faith. But those who go abroad for earning, the world should look at them and say, these are the people that we see a reflection of the pious town from which they have come in them. Each person here, living here, with their gestures and with their movements, because of their honest face, because of their actions, being of the pure of heart, automatically should be reflecting that he has come out of a spiritual surrounding. Any Ahmadi living here, he should never, for himself or for others, should be a cause of stumbling, nor should be a cause of stumbling for his own people or for others. Here, new converts also come, and this time a large majority of the new Ahmadis have come. They also look at your example. Those who are the offspring of the old pious people, they will have to see their example, because they know you are the children of those people who were trained in special surroundings. So therefore, those old dervishes who came, and their children who are giving so many sacrifices, now they are no longer so active, they are older, and therefore it is the duty of their children to do those sacrifices for whose sake their forefathers had given such exercises. I was saying that the newcomers come here, and for their training you will have to develop good changes in you. We say in Al-Fatiha, in our prayers, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, that, O Allah, we worship you, and from you alone do we seek help. So when we will say this prayer sincerely, then Allah will definitely guide us. He will preserve us on the right path. He will enable us to give precedence to our faith over worldly considerations. About this promise, Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that we seek help only from you for fervor, humility, certainty of faith, for rapture and light, for answering your calls. When a believer says, Iyaka na'budu, then suddenly the thought develops in his heart, I am worthless. How can I worship him without his blessing, his grace? Therefore, he says, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, that we also seek your help for this worship. Therefore, to gain Allah's nearness, to be beneficiary of his graces, to by dimming the love of the world and advancing in faith, by advancing our faith and for acting on the commandments of Allah, in every way we need Allah's help. Whereas Allah has told us his rights, he has also rights of the fellow human beings. Sometimes it is difficult to do our duty to our fellow human being. I receive many matters from some people, although they are apparently very virtuous. They say their salat prayer, they do give their chanda, and they are also serving Jamaat. But when there is a clash with their own interest, they sometimes makes false statement and try to harm others. Therefore, worship of Allah is also conditional to our duty to fellow human being. Unjust man can never gain nearness to Allah. As it is apparent from the words of Promised Messiah, that in fact to act upon Allah's commands and to do our duty to our fellow human being is the true worship of God. Therefore, with our salat worship, to do duty to each other, to submit to the administration of the Jamaat, to honestly do our responsibilities, all these things come under the worship of God. Therefore, every Ahmadi should also be concerned that in no way, in no matter, I should ever show any deficiency and lack. there is a weakness in the nature of man. If there is no blessing and grace of God, it becomes difficult to act upon some commandments. Therefore, you should also try to gather and amass His graces through prayers and through istighfar. To gather His graces, this is, and to seek His help, Allah has shown us the best means, that is to do istighfar, seek Allah's forgiveness, and I have given you example that how one person attained that. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, it is obvious that man within his nature is very weak, and much burden has been put on him of commandments of God. And it is part of his nature that because of his weakness, he can lack in performing some of his duties, and sometimes passions of the evil self can overwhelm him. Therefore, because of his weak nature, that at a time of slipping, if he were to repent and did istighfar, Allah can save them from destruction. Promised Messiah says that repentance means that a man should leave an evil, that after that, even if he's put in the fire, he will not commit that evil again. Therefore, each one of us must examine ourselves whether after committing an evil, after committing a mistake, do we do repent and do istighfar with this pain and seek Allah's help with istighfar, seeking of His blessing, His covering. Do we keep the subject of Iyyaka Nasta'een in view? If with weakness we make a mistake, then with this thinking, do we stand before God and seek apology and do istighfar and try to fulfill the promises that no matter whatever situation, we will not repeat these mistakes. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that even if you are put in fire, such a man will not commit that evil again. But let alone throwing you in fire, but if there is a little material greed or self or a little personal interest that makes one commit those mistakes again. When sometimes some people are, an action is taken against some people from the Jamaat, they beg forgiveness, but after we forgive them, they make the same mistakes. And then if they are forgiven after the action, sometimes it is conditional, and if he is an office bearer, after forgiving him, they are not given an office, Jamaat office again. But then they start complaining and writing letters about it. Then they complain about the administration of the Jamaat. Firstly, such people must examine themselves, that after having believed in Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, even then we do not try to bring about pious change within them. Then their matter rests not with the administration of the Jamaat or the Caliph, but rests with God. My these remarks, the people abroad may not have the impression that there are a number of those who are below standard here. And the after the old dervishes, the standard of taqwa and righteousness has dropped. Even if there are one or two people in a society, the evil becomes more obvious. And the cleaner a society, the more you can see evil in it. Whiter the sheet, the more obvious a stain becomes. Therefore, every Ahmadi must reflect over this and take care. That is why, rather than waiting for the evil to spread follow this principle, that I should take a step early on and must not wait that once the evil will spread, then we will do something. When other people are affected, we will take action. In any case, the Ahmadis here, with the grace of Allah, have great sincerity and devotion. May Allah advance it further. And as I said before, that the world look towards this town more, and the more it is on display, they are noticing it more. Today, you are being watched by the whole world. Therefore, the more you need to raise the standard of your righteousness. Then explaining istighfar further, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the true meaning of istighfar is to beg from God that whatever weakness of our human must not display, and Allah should support with His power and take us within His help. Ghafara is the basis of this word, which means to cover. It means that God, with His divine power, the one who is begging forgiveness, should cover the weakness of nature. But for ordinary men, this meaning is made wider. And it also means that Allah may cover the sin which they have already committed. But the true meaning and the basic meaning is this, that Allah, with His divine power, the one who is doing istighfar, should save him from the natural weakness and give him a power from His power, knowledge from His knowledge, and light from His light. Because after having created man, God has not separated Himself. As He is His creator, and has created all His inner and outer capacities, He is also Qayyum. That is, whatever He has created, He is maintaining it, and with His special support. So when the name of God is Qayyum, that maintaining life with His special support, therefore it is necessary for man that as he has been created with the Khaliq attribute of God, similarly he should save his weaknesses with God's Qayyum powers. This was necessary, for which the istighfar has been made necessary. In the Holy Quran, it is mentioned, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa hayyul qayyum. He is creator as well as Qayyum. So when man has been created, Khaliq attribute has come to pass. But the Qayyum work is for lasting. Therefore, you need continuous and lasting istighfar. That there is a grace of all God's attributes, and istighfar is to gain Allah's grace of His being Ghafoor. The plant only grows when it is fertilized and watered, and therefore istighfar works as a manure. So in this, it is pointed out in this verse of chapter Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, we worship you and from you alone we work, that your Qayyum attribute should support us and should save us from stumbling, that we cannot say worship. Therefore it is duty of each person that to adhere to virtue and to follow prayer, we always do istighfar. Not only with the word of mouth, but by understanding its true meaning, we are repeating istighfar. And we beg Allah's forgiveness that, O Allah, we are weak and are living in this town of your Messiah. Please cover our weaknesses and our ills, and make us to do our duty to this town. And we should understand more than before the message of your Messiah and convey it to others. This is also a responsibility of every Ahmadi, to convey the message. And the highest means is your own personal example. As long as your personal example is not worthy, you cannot influence others. You may silence him with proof and argument, but he will say, what pious change have you brought about within you? We should pay attention to do our duty to each other, and should respect the administration of the Jamaat and say this prayer that, O Allah, we should pay attention to worshipping you and accept our repentance and istighfar, save us from all evil, and end the Satan within us and establish us on that virtue, and establish and enable us to establish on that high moral values on which you expect us to adhere. Our lacks, our weaknesses, our slip-ups, they should forgive us by accepting our repentance before we win your displeasure. Our mind and heart should always keep the message of Messiah in our heart, that he, as he said, get up and repent and please your Lord with virtuous work. May Allah so destine that Creator should always be pleased with us, and we should never do anything that can displease him. May Allah enable our, may Allah accept our prayers. One more matter to which I want to bring your attention, that many Ahmadis from various countries would like to come here and attend this Jalsa, but in some places they have difficulty in acquiring visas. May Allah remove their difficulties, and with His grace fulfill their desire to come to this pious town. And those who have come here and those who have come, may they gain the purpose they have in mind.
Pakistan.
For the Ahmadis in Pakistan, there are difficulties. May Allah remove them. Our own administration had not done the true planning, or maybe for some any other reason, in some places many of the people could not acquire visa. But those who have acquired the visa, there are some difficulties in their way. So those people here should pray for them, and wherever people wish they have acquired the visa, they are difficulties and problems, they themselves should pray and do istighfar and pay attention to this. May Allah resolve their problems and fulfill their wishes and remove all difficulties for their in their travel. There is an announcement from the administration here that the arrangements here, I'm telling this to the world, are limited. And many people are coming from Europe and America, and the means here are limited. Therefore, those who are coming from abroad, they should bring their appropriate bedding, because it's very cold sometimes at night. They should make arrangement for their own bedding. And those who are coming first time from Europe and coming with the view that there will be good arrangements, they should know they will have to make their own arrangements. Therefore, they should bring their bedding and appropriate facilities, because we make arrangement here, those who are poor coming from distant countries, then people have complaints later on that we were not told in advance. Therefore, the accommodation arrangement will not be as good as some people expect. Similarly, the washrooms facilities will not be of the same standards. Some people are of delicate taste, and when they come out of home, they have more delicate nature. They must come with this thinking that they will have to bear hardship when they come here. And whatever native kind of arrangement is here, you have to subsist on that. Those people who live here, they know already, but the people coming from abroad make a mistake. And I had said that one person mentioned later to me that the meat is not the right type. It is not the halal meat in the shops here. And some places they have pig's flesh. And therefore, you should to be careful not to eat in the bazaars. May Allah bring all those who are coming safely and fulfill their good aims. And those who are coming should understand the subject of the prayer and istighfar, and attain virtue and adhere to it and remain firm. May Allah enable all of us to do it.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان